He looked me straight in the eye and told me he wanted to die. His pale blue eyes burned through me as he indignantly stated that I was to do no more. No more medications, no more feedings through his PEG tube, no more INO catheters. He just wanted to die. I've learned skills, I've learned assessments, I've learned medications, pathophysiology, and anatomy. Yet, just as life takes you for unexpected turns, so did that clinical day. I stood in front of that 96-year-old man with paper-thin skin, a hooked nose, and faded tattoo on his arm, and I felt sudden despair. Here I was, a student nurse who was taught to keep patients alive, faced with a patient who wanted to die. I've never had death touch me personally, so the thought of death scared me. It seemed like an all-too-big, frightening monster that I just tucked away into the pockets of my unconsciousness. And yet here was this man who didn't fear death, and it was that undaunted attitude that startled me and took me off balance. What do I say? Do I make small talk? Do I use that technique of therapeutic silence and touch that they always talk about in class? I was a bundle of nerves, and I'm sure it read on my face every time I entered the room. I would check up on him every now and then, perform assessments, whatever little he would allow me to do, monitor his pain levels, but I mostly gave him space, because whenever I came in, he just stared off, with seemingly a lot on his mind. The first time I heard him speak after he made clear that he wanted to die was to get him a Coke, a nice cold Coca-Cola. I squeaked that I would get it as quickly as I could after checking in with the nurse. I delivered it to him, handing it cautiously, praying that he wouldn't choke. He took a sip of the bubbling soda and gave a huge sigh of satisfaction. "This," he told me, "is all I wanted." It reminds me of when I was a boy, when soda was only a penny. My wife loves soda. Boy, do I miss her. He picked each word carefully, because with each utterance it would cause him to lose his breath, but slowly, he told me about his wife who he thought was beautiful until the day she died, how he would lay on the roof of his house and stare at the stars, wondering about his future, the army which gave him thick skin, and, looking away, the fact that his children, who he thought he had raised right, barely visited him after their mother's death. I sat and I listened to him, and it felt as if all of a sudden my role could not be clearer. I began to see the man as more than someone who wanted to die, but rather a man with a rich life, full of memories, laughter, sorrow, and pain, and he was at the point where he felt he had lived his life and was ready to die. Suddenly, death became less of the scary thing, but more so something that is an ending to our story of life, and that those around us influence how that ending is written. It was my job to ensure that his ending was written on his terms, happily, even if that meant delivering him a soda. It is these moments that define us as a nurse, that mold and shape our career, and ultimately who we are. Just as life is a journey that we travel through, so is nursing, a continuous journey of learning and embracing humankind, making our impressions, no matter how small, along the way.